And as I began to fast and pray this week, and I talked to the Lord, and I said, Lord, I need you to give me a word that I may share to the congregation. Because, you know, we can read God's word and read God's word and read God's word, but he knows exactly what we need. And when he began to place it in my mind, and I began to go into the scriptures, praise God. And let me tell you, you know, the enemy don't like us when we are going to do something for God. He used people, don't want to like you. Don't want to hear you. But then they want to hear somebody else. I'm telling you, this is what the Lord gives me. And when God shows me something, even about something, but you know what? You know why he showed it to me? Because he know I overcome. He knows that regardless what you think or say or whatever negative, it ain't going to move me. See, I've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Praise God. Not only that, I was trusting in him. Praise God. Because he never failed me yet. Praise God. And as I begin to go through the scriptures, this is, as I read the scripture, I read it over and over. But then when I begin to see, we jump, we shout, and we praise the Lord. But then it's some words that God wanted us to really pay attention of. Praise God. And I said, well, Lord, which one you want me to say first? Which one you want me to say second? Because as he was giving it to me, I'd like to have it in order. Because God is an order God. So whatever one you want me to say first or whatever one you want me to say, it's all right with me, Lord. Because I'm in your hands. And as they begin to, praise God, to sing the song, because you are with me, I will not fear. Praise God. Praise God. And it said, life is not my own. To you I belong. I belong to God. How about you? Praise God. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to go through St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. And I'm going to start at the 40th verse. Praise God. These scriptures that I'm reading, they're sending out warnings to people. Praise God. Oh, God. Because sometimes, you know, the devil could shout. The devil can speak in tongues. He can shout better than we can. Huh. But we got to remember, time is winding up. And we must get about our Father's business. He said, occupy your time until he comes. He talking about his work. He ain't talking about the devil's work. Praise God. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. And as I begin to read, praise God, it said, then shall two be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. Verse 41 said, two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken and the other left. Verse 42 says, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord do come. And it said, but know this, that if the good man of the house had known and what watch the thief will come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Praise God. And it said, therefore, be ye also ready, For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Let's praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord again. We have to be on watch. The minute you slip up, oh God, God will be coming, praise God. Oh Lord. Just like you said, if the thief, knowing that someone was going to come in, steal his stuff, he'd have been on watch. But God said, I'm coming as a thief in the night. Thank you, Jesus. So that means we have to be ready, praise God, hallelujah. We have to be on watch. We got to continually to pray. The Bible said watch as well as pray. That means we got to watch and we got to pray. Because soon as we begin to turn our back, God could be coming, praise God. Soon as we begin to tell our brother and sister how we feel in a wrong way, God could be coming. So we got to be careful. Praise God. He just letting us know, be aware. Praise God. Because if you're not paying attention, which you should, the devil is raging more than he did last year. Praise God. Praise God. And he don't care nothing about none of us. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God because I feel the Spirit, praise God, oh God. And he's saying, God, that we need to draw closer and nearer to him. Not as you walk out the door, you forget all about what has been said. But you got to draw nearer and closer to God, praise God. I had so much work I had to do, praise God, in school. But then I had to just put it down because I had to go and listen to my father to see what he had to say to me. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And the reason why God is warning us and letting us know that we need to get closer and stronger to him, because in Isaiah, the 5th chapter, starting at the 14th verse, says, therefore, hell has enlarged itself, praise God, and opened her mouth without measure, praise God. And their glory and their multitude and their pomp and he that rejoice shall descend unto it, praise God. So the Lord is just warning us, praise God. We got to be careful, praise God. It's okay to shout. It's okay to praise the Lord. But we got to keep ourselves right and pure before the Lord. Because hell is hungry. Praise God. Praise God. And it's open up. The enemy wants to have some of us in there. But we know he's a liar. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And as I began to go on, as I read these scriptures, it got a hold of me so deep. I don't know about you, but it got a hold of me real deep, praise God. Because we do have to be very careful, praise God. Jesus said he have come not to call the righteous, but the sinners unto repentance, praise God. He said he come to seek and save that which is lost, praise God. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He paid the price for us. So when we hear the enemy speaking to our minds, we need to say, Satan, get behind me. Oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Get behind me, Satan. Because Jesus Christ gave up his life for me. Not for me to enter into hell, praise God. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to read another scripture taken from St. Luke, the 16th chapter, praise God. Starting at the 19th verse. Thank you, Jesus. It said, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared simply every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, praise God, which was led at his gate full of sores and discerning to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the table. The rich man's table, moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, praise God, and was carried by the angel unto Abraham's bosom. See, you know, as we walking up and down the street and we see all kind of people, praise God, sometimes we don't even want to walk beside them. Sometimes we don't even want to sit on the bus beside them. But we have to be careful, because you know what? That's a soul, praise God. A soul needing Christ, praise God. And it said, the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and see Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Lazarus, that he will dip the tip of his finger in the water and cool my tongue. You see? He didn't want to be bothered with him when he was begging. He didn't want to be bothered. But now, Lazarus went on to heaven, praise God. And he calling him. The rich man calling him. If he could just take just a tip of water to cool his tongue off. You see? Had all fine clothing and, you know, going about his business. Wasn't thinking about Lazarus. But then, when he end up in hell, he going to call on him. Saints, got to be careful, praise God. We got to be careful. And Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good thing, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is conformed, and thou art tormented. Oh God, thank you, Jesus. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from haste to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that will come from haste. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou would send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren that is may testify unto them, lest they also come unto this of torment. Praise God. We got to pay attention, thanks. We pray for our children. We pray for our brothers, sisters. But we still got to watch out for ourselves as well, praise God. Oh, glory to God. We got to be careful that we won't end up there. And as I begin to seek the Lord, he said to me, these are warnings. Oh, glory to God. These are warnings. Oh, God. So we got to, you know, keep on praying and seeking God. Maybe something might not happen today you are praying for. Maybe it might happen tomorrow. But it will. It will. Glory to God. Praise God. And it said, Abraham said unto him, They have Moses and the prophet. Let them hear. And when I read that scripture, and it brought to me, yes, we have a pastor, praise God, that preaching the word of God the way God want him to, praise God. Not the way some of us want him to, but the way God want him to. We need to listen and pay attention. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went into them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophet, neither will they be persuaded through one rose from the dead. See? If our children or our family don't want to listen to us, they're going to have a chance to, they'll have a chance to go to hell, but they won't have a chance to come back up to try to tell somebody else about Jesus, because it's too late. They're being tormented, praise God. So this is what the Lord gave me to share with some of us. You know where you stand, praise God. No, the only thing I know is what God reveals to me. And when he allowed me to come to you to talk to you about it, that's a totally different story. I'm not going to tell Sue or Sam. I'm going to tell you, praise God. Because hell is real. It says it that open up his mouth without measure. So that means it's wide. And God warning us, praise God, hallelujah, to seek him, found, praise God, and call upon him while he's near, praise God. Because there's going to come a time, praise God, when we're going to want to go to God and can't, hallelujah, because it's going to be too late. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. It's going to be too late. Even on your jobs, praise God. We get upset, you know, time after time with the people on the job. And sometimes some of us cuss them out. But time is now that you can get it right, praise God. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. So today I just wanted to, like I say, encourage you to stay with God. And if you are not with the Lord, it's time to get there. We don't even know what tomorrow may bring. We don't even know what's going to happen when we walk out that door. Oh, Jesus. But God is saying, come to me. Oh, God. He said, come. Because, see, some of us might be even being read in the paper for death. Oh, Jesus. So we got to be careful. If you got an ought against your brother or sister, it's time to get it right. If you got something you need to discuss with your pastor, you better get going. Time winding up. And we don't know when he's coming back, because he said that he's coming back, but nobody know the hour, nor the minute, nor the second, but he's coming back. And guess what? Each and every one of y'all that's in here, if God cracked the sky and come back, and if you're not saved, you know who for it is? It sure ain't mine. It's yours. When God sent his word forward, it's for us to grab it and live by it. So if anyone here, praise God, have not given their lives to Christ, here's the altar, praise God. Time is winding up, oh, praise God. Don't know how long we're going to be here. Thank you, Jesus. But the Lord said, come. Come unto me. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's calling you. His arms are stretched out wide, saying, come. And it's up to you if you want to come. May we stand, praise God. May we stand, praise God. Just take a little time where you stand. Search your heart, praise God. Search your heart. Praise God. But search it so you can be sure that if Christ will come now, oh God, you'll be able to go back with him. Sometimes we sit there, look at people like you're about to frighten them, but the word of God is saying, come. You don't have to worry about sitting beside you on the right or the left, because it's for them as well. Oh, praise God. See, when I hear words and I read words like that, it makes me want to keep checking myself, because I have not made it yet. As Barbara would say, that scripture made in me a clean heart. That's my scripture I use every day. Praise God. Because I might have turned wrong one day. I might have stepped my feet somewhere I shouldn't have stepped them. Or I might have said something just came flaring out of my mouth and not recognize it. So I pray that God will create in me a clean heart. And not only that, renew your righteous spirit in me. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And I know there was a song say, just as I am, without one plea. And it said, his blood was shed for me. Praise God. So just as you are, praise God. If you don't want to even come to the altar, just search yourself, praise God. And then I want you to pray and talk to the Lord right where you are. Because sometimes people want to come out, praise because God. Sometimes they may feel ashamed, or they don't want nobody to see, oh, I backslide or this or that. But you know what? Let me tell you something. Your soul is more important than worrying about what somebody else think about you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So they're going to sing. And as they begin to sing, I want you to just close your eyes. Praise God. Right where you are. Then that way, you stay in your seat, then nobody will be looking at you. Praise God.